It's the World Wires on News Talk ZB Drive.
Prince William's godmother has resigned from her role at Buckingham Palace after being caught in a racism row. A black woman who runs a domestic abuse charity posted a conversation that she had with Lady Susan Hussey on social media, and here's some of it.
Lady Susan Hussey, where are you from? Miss Fulani, sister space. No, where do you come from? We're based in Hackney. No, what part of Africa are you from? I don't know. They didn't leave any records. Lady Hussey went on. No, but what nationality are you? I am born here and am British.
The leader of the British Women's Equality Party was nearby when the conversation happened.
It made us feel like perhaps we're not welcome, perhaps we don't belong here. And you can be pretty sure that a white woman wouldn't have been on the receiving end of a line of questioning like that.
New South Wales and Queensland are pushing back on some of the Australian federal government's plans to reduce power prices. Prime Minister Albo wants to introduce a cap on the price of coal to bring costs down. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says he's fine with a cap, but
if one is introduced in New South Wales, the taxpayers of New South Wales would need to be compensated. That impacts our taxpayers. They should be compensated for that.
And finally, I don't know if you knew what that was, but that was a camel. A Saudi camel breeder has brought home more than $8,000 New Zealand after two of his animals won big at a camel beauty pageant. I'm not joking, in Qatar. The world's most beautiful camels in a number of breeds were on display, and this particular breeder picked up a first and a third prize in the most prestigious category. Now, all camels entering the pageant were first checked for surgical enhancements, because in previous years, breeders have tried to cheat by giving their animals Botox. I mean, that's rough. Botox isn't cheating. Botox is just science, isn't it? Anyway, Murray Olds, Australia correspondent with us now. Hey, Maz.
I'll let you have that argument with the Camel Breeders Association of Australia.
Maz, you can listen, the football fans can't be serious. A public holiday because the Socceroos made it to the round of 16. Come on.
It's happened once before. I suspect it's pretty much tongue-in-cheek, but I tell you what, I don't suspect. I know for a fact that football, call it soccer, football, whatever you want, it's the ratings have gone through the roof over here. Quite astonishing. I mean, I don't know the exact numbers. I've not seen any exact figures in terms of SBS as the broadcaster, the free-to-air broadcaster. But places like Federation Square last night in Melbourne, absolutely pumping. Green and gold flags everywhere, flares going off, good-natured crowds, and the fact that the Socceroos were able to beat Denmark and get into the last 16 is a cause of national celebration. Whether we go to the point of having a public holiday, I don't think that's going to be the case. But I tell you what, if we beat Argentina this coming weekend...
Maz. I mean, if you beat Argentina, yeah, that's very special.
Well, no kidding. I mean, Argentina, you know, Lionel Messi, you know, five or six, seven times the best player in the world, and leading a nation with a football pedigree almost second to none. If we can beat Argentina, then we can maybe start talking about a public holiday. And goodness knows, getting into the semis, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Very big task on the weekend, but suffice to say, there's a whole legion of brand-new footy fans over here who are saying, you bloody beauties.
Good on you. Medibank, these guys who hacked the information, does it look like they've actually put it all on the dark web now?
It looks like it's all up there, but I don't think a lot of people know how to access it for a start off. What it means, for, you know, if I've got an artificial hip, I'm not sure it's going to be the end of my personal world. There are others, though, who say, well, my abortion that I had when I was a younger woman or whatever it might be in terms of your health history, maybe that's out there as well, and that's a bit uncomfortable for people. But the fact of the matter is that, according to experts over here, these hackers have basically gone, well, we've pinched all your stuff. We've had enough of you now. No one's paid up. I've just dumped it on the dark web. And apparently they've moved on to an American medical company now. What's the name of it here? I'm having a look here. Sun Knowledge Services. This is according to the Sydney Morning Herald newspaper over here.
Yeah.
This Russian, they're pretty sure they're Russian hackers. They hijacked Medibank data. They grabbed everyone's data, even the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, is a Medibank customer. But what they've done with it, well, they haven't been able to extract any money from anyone, apparently. So they just say, well, bugger it, we'll move on. And they just dumped all this stuff. I'm in the dark web, please. That's when I go out to the backyard, you know, in the dark, and I run into a spider web. I mean, I don't understand it. Most people don't. You know what I mean?
No, fair enough. I'm not altogether concerned about my information being out there anyway, but whatever. Listen, what is going on with the price caps? Where do you fall on this one?
Well, look, it's Labor turning itself inside out federally under Albanese, trying to, well, for me, there are two key imperatives here. One is the very much the here and now. Power prices are going through the roof, and they are disproportionately hitting those at the bottom end of the economic food chain over here, who typically are Labor supporters. Labor, obviously, is the party of, you know, of the less well off. It could, you know, so crudely be, if it can be put so crudely. But Labor went to the election promising to drive down power bills. So not only does Labor think it's got a moral obligation to look after its own constituency, it's also got that political imperative, because every time Dutton puts his head up over here, he belts Albanese with the promise. Where is our cut to our power bills? How are they going to drive down power? Because don't forget, if you're on 40K a year, you know, and your power bill goes up to $1,000, that's maybe 12 or 15% of your disposable income. If you're on 120 or 250, it's relatively, it doesn't hurt at all.
Yeah.
So Labor's constituency is hurting. Labor's hurting politically. They've got to find some way to drive them down. How do you do it? There's a big announcement next week. They're looking at all sorts of different things, price caps. They're looking at quarantining a certain amount of gas and coal. Look, there are lots of moving parts here. There will know more in a week. Right now, I'm not sure what Anthony Albanese is going to do.
It's going to be fascinating to watch. Maz, thank you for that. Murray Olds, Australia correspondent.